A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is still trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was April and spring had arrived at the frozen tundra. Baseball season had started. There was still hope there. And one afternoon, I was removing the newspapers I'd stuffed into the cracks around the windows of my office. And yeah, Noir here. Yeah.
Hey, Noir, it's Danny.
Hey, long time no hear there.
Yeah, you still into the tiptoe business?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Depends on the, you know, the Mazuma there.
The Mazuma. Huh? Lots of Mazuma, guy. And the jobs in Mega Macintosh, the huge Honey Crisps, the Fat Fuji.
You mean the Big Apple? That's what you're talking about, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Been a long time since I've seen Gotham. I missed it. So I got me a new credit card, and I flew east, and that night I was hoofing it along West 44th Street, past the Algonquin Hotel, the New York Yacht Club, and the Harvard Club.
Excuse me, I have a question for you, my good man.
Yes, sir.
I'm Baxter Heffalump III, Harvard 78. Listen, do you notice something wrong with me? Something amiss?
Mm.
I am a world traveler, well-read, worth $50 million, and people look at me and they snicker. What is going on today? I'm wondering.
You have spinach in your front teeth there, right there.
Spinach?
Yeah,
spinach?
Big clump of it.
Really?
Open up there.
There
you go.
Oh!
All gone now.
Gosh, why didn't anybody tell me? I've been going around with a handful of spinach sticking out of my teeth.
Oh, you need better friends, that's all.
Oh, I can't believe it.
$200.
Hey, $200 to tell me I have spinach in my teeth?
You want me to put it back?
No, here.
No, okay.
Take it, thank you.
Just got in the city and already have $200 to the good. Hey, that was pretty good. Hard being rich. Nobody likes to give you bad news.
That's... Oh, excuse me, sir.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to trouble you, but could I ask you a question?
Of course.
Do I look like a man to you?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay. The reason I ask is my name is Chuck,
and
I was born a male. But, you know, I've always felt female, and I'm going to North Carolina this week, and I'm just not sure what to do about that.
You know, I think I would watch my intake of liquids, but
I think you're
going to be okay. You're very womanly.
You've
got
a
little hair growing out of your right ear there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, but otherwise?
$200, ma'am.
Okay.
Thanks
for your help. Yeah, thanks.
$400 and just... one block. Boy, I was on my way down to Soho to meet Danny. Some hush-hush business there in a private club down there, so I was heading downtown.
Hey.
What?
That's because you was talking to my girl back there. I seen you making eyes at her, huh?
No, I wasn't talking to any girl back there.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? You mean Chuck?
Yeah.
The one in the black dress and the pearls?
Yeah, my girlfriend, Charlotte.
Oh.
She gave you a big wad of money. I seen it.
Yeah, right. Well.
Yeah.
She wanted me to put it on the horses for her.
Horses? Wait, no, not so fast. What's horses? What are you talking?
Pimlico.
Hey, my girl, don't play the horses. You're lying to me.
What?
All right, what's the money for? You told me or I'm going to give you a big knuckle sandwich. That's
don't hit me. You're going to have a big mess on your hands.
What are you talking about? Mister, I'm going to introduce you to a world of pain so bad that you're going to get a memoir out of this.
Oh, my
you know
gosh.
What I mean?
What right behind you. Right behind you. It's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, right behind you. Hillary. Yeah, you expect me to fall for that Hillary Clinton mic.
Madam Secretary, it's good to see you.
What?
And very good to see you.
What the hell?
Oh, yes, indeed.
My
how are we doing today?
My gosh, it is.
My goodness. Well, what happened to him?
He's an old friend of mine. He's got these stomach spasms.
Uh-huh.
I'll take care of him.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Good luck to you in the primary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, say hi to Bill.
Hey, how are we doing there?
Oh, it's good to see you there, too.
Let's go, Bill.
Looking good. It's an exciting town, New York, I tell you. You just never know who you're going to meet on the street. I got down to Soho and found the private club where Danny was waiting for me. It was so private, there was no sign on the front. I just knocked on the door.
Yeah?
It's me, Danny.
Yeah, what's the password?
Oh, come on. It's me. It's Guy Noir.
No, I'm serious. I sent you a password.
Well, I forgot it, okay?
Well, then make up a new one.
Oh. How about persistent questions?
You gotta have a number in it.
Oh, jeez.
Why?
Because I said,
oh, come on. Okay, persistent questions one.
Somebody's already using that.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Persistent questions two.
Yeah, any capital letters?
It's spoken, for heaven's sake. How are you going to tell a capital letter? Huh?
Inflection.
Oh, jeez. Okay, the Q is capitalized.
Okay, let me hear it.
Persistent questions.
I don't hear it.
Oh, come on.
I'm not
Danny.
Hearing the capital, no.
Come on. Persistent questions, too. Can I come in now?
Wait a minute. Whoa. According to the computer, you're already in.
I'm not. I'm standing out here on the sidewalk.
No, the computer says you're already in here. Where are you?
Right here. Come on, you could see me here. You know what I look like.
Okay, well, what's your mother's maiden name?
Oh, yeah. Caputo.
Wrong.
What are you talking about? Gladys Caputo.
Sorry, what's your first dog's name?
Rocky.
Rex.
No, wasn't Rex.
One more.
Rocky.
Okay, huh? You got to get this one. This is on Downton Abbey, the character Violet Crawley is the dowager what?
How am I supposed to know that?
It's right here, one of your security
questions. You've got the wrong guy.
Dowager Countess of Grantham.
I never saw that show in my life.
Well, that's your loss, isn't it?
Huh?
I can't let you in.
What was the problem you asked me to come all the way out to New York to help you with, Danny?
Security.
Well,
I got security problems.
Yeah, you got too much of it. That's your problem.
Well, anyway, look, I'm sorry, guy. I'll call you next week.
All right. Yeah. Well, be sure you got the password when you call me, huh?
Whoa. What do you mean?
A password, okay? With a capital letter and a numeral.
Okay. What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Wait. Whoa.
That's for me to know and you to find out, okay?
Wait, come back.
Bye.
Wait, no.
So, I got a trip to New York out of it. Sun was shining. It's nice. I walked around town. Walked through Times Square. We got all these people dressed up as Spider-Man and Elmo and Superman offering to take pictures with you for a buck or two. And there was one man dressed up as Donald Trump.
Hey, you. What do you say? Let's make America great again, okay? How about a picture with me?
Come on, get away.
I'm a very nice guy, believe me. Very presidential. And on top of that, I got a beautiful wife,
huh? Come on.
A little picture. What do you say?
I don't want a picture with you.
Look, I'm very smart about a whole lot of things, okay? Incredibly smart. I wrote a book, you know, The Art of the Deal. Terrific book.
You know, he ought to sue you, dressing up like him. Here.
Okay. I got a clue for you. I am him. Look, real hair. You understand that?
Come on. You're not him. Why are we to be walking around Times Square taking pictures with people? He's got better things to do.
Why would I be running for president?
You know, a lot of people want to know that.
Okay,
yes,
just
right.
Take the picture. Here we go. 20,
huh?
20 bucks.
20 bucks?
Yeah, 20 bucks,
other
okay.
people are asking for a buck or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, but they're not Donald Trump, okay.
Oh. You know, I think maybe you are him.
All right, smile. Look at the birdie. Here we go. 20 bucks. I'll take it. Thank you very much.
I earned $400, so I thought I might as well spread some of it around. Quite a day. New York. Heck of a town. Bronx is up and the battery's down. My battery was running down, too, so... I went home, but I'll be back. I'll be back.
A dark night in a city that keeps its secrets, where one guy is still trying to find the answers. Guy Noir, Private Eye.